Well, the last hearing, probably about 3 or 4 months ago, they had that potential that the decision was coming down, and they extended Boeing's contract at that time, and they've extended it again through November 17th. And the idea here is, do they continue along the same path? Are they going on a different path? Do they continue with Boeing? Do they recompete this? And right now, the sources are telling me that there's some discussion. It's about a 50-50 chance. It's not real clear which way things are going. The source I was talking to is a bit of an optimist, but then again, you never know. Now, the reason why, one of the reasons potentially why they extended, DHS extended the contract to November 17th is to depoliticize the decision. Border security is a big, big issue. Yeah. The elections are coming up. You know, the administration didn't want to seem like it was making a decision just before the election.
Right.
So now it's been pushed out. So right now what I'm told is, it's hard to say even at some of the highest levels of DHS, that the secretary is doing an alternatives analysis. We're looking at it and she'll make a decision sometime in the next month or so.
So if DHS doesn't cancel the program, keeps Boeing as its contractor, clearly there are going to have to be some changes. I mean, this is getting so much attention and so much money has been spent.
Right. And it's interesting because the source I was talking to says there's a lot of discussion around the billions of dollars this program is right. going to cost. And if you read both Boeing's testimony from the hearing, I would say in July, and what the sources are telling me is that, you know, people should step back and say, okay, how much money is really being spent? Well, $1.2 billion total, but not all on SBI net. A big chunk of that money, about $400 million has been spent on funding the steel physical fence that they're putting up across right. the border. So, okay, that takes it down. And then there's a lot of one-time costs, according to the sources I'm hearing. And, again, you can go back and read Boeing's testimony. This is nothing that we haven't heard before, that a lot of the money is one-time costs, the testing, the development, the acceptance testing of the technology that Boeing is developing.
Right.
So it's not really billions of dollars, but at the same time, this is a huge project that could be worth billions of dollars. So if they move forward, they're looking at Boeing on this Customs and Border Protection's kind of acquisition strategy. Boeing would be expected to come up with three more installations around the Arizona border.
We only have about 40 seconds left, but I know there's been some reaction to the GAO report. We talked to GAO yesterday about that, and there's been some questions about what GAO's findings.
So there's some concern. The sources tell me that there's some concern whether this report is a report of other reports or whether there's some new data.
Hmm.
And the sources tell me they don't believe there's new data, that GAO has not been back out to the border, has not looked at the border, because a lot of the things that GAO is suggesting is already done, the earned value management, the program management steps.